T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good afternoon, everybody. So many testicles. I mean, tentacles to what's going on.
That was a little more obvious that time.
What's going on with so many tentacles to the Steelers wide receiver?
So many balls rumors in the air, you might say.
I think tentacles is the right word, though, right? Like an octopus has 8.
Yes.
Squid, I don't know how many it has.
Squid just has like the triangular head, I think. Those octopuses, those octopi that live deep in the sea.
But the things it uses to swim around and grab things, I believe, are tentacles for squids.
Yeah.
They just don't have 8 of them.
Yeah, you're probably right. There's some, you know what, there's some squids and what have you we haven't seen deep in the ocean. Very scary.
The octopus also extremely intelligent. One of the smartest animals out there.
How about the ink?
Squid ink pasta. I had that in Venice.
How was it?
Overrated. It's just disgusting. So salty, black.
Is that what it is? It's all salty. That's the thing.
We've got so many tentacles to what's going on now in the last couple hours with the Steelers and the draft tomorrow, draft eve, and the moves at wide receiver, and so many shoes are dropping that are affecting the conversation today. The biggest one, as far as like what the Steelers are actually doing that we can talk about, is they're making room for something. Alex Highsmith restructured his deal. They just freed up $7 million for this year.
RIP, by the way, to my hypothetical.
Him getting traded for Terry McLaurin? Yeah.
RIP.
They're doing that move with something in mind. No, that's awfully big coincidence that with these wide receiver rumors out there with the Steelers, hours before or maybe days before, they make a move that would allow for a contract of that size to fit within the confines of the salary cap?
It certainly appears to be obvious dots that you can connect. I think anybody would be insane to suggest, nope, just a coincidence that they redid Highsmith's deal. That's how you gear up for these things.
I think that confirms their interest in a wide receiver in the next 2 days.
A wide receiver, you're saying, though. Not the guy, which is Ayuk, necessarily. You think there's other balls
in
the air.
I do. Jeremy Fowler, who is being groomed by ESPN as the next Adam Schefter, and I say that oftentimes because we have a good relationship with him and I want to pump his tires, and he comes on our show quite a bit. He did a insider column for ESPN today that said, keep an eye on Cortland Sutton and the Steelers.
So relationship with Wilson from Denver last year.
10 touchdown catches. So you have the apple of their eye would be Brandon Ayuk, but there's also a consolation prize receiver that's available. The Steelers and Broncos have made deals in the past by the Devin Bush horrendous, horrific deal. So there's a relationship there. We did this a lot yesterday, how we'd feel about a Brandon Ayuk trade. Just let's go around the room and give our thoughts on how we feel about the fact that now there's some, and there's the Amon-Ra St. Brown deal now, too.
I was just going to say, there's another tentacle, which if you're dealing for Brandon Ayuk,
sets the bar for what his contract might look like.
I don't think he's as good as St. Brown, and he's not as young as St. Brown, and I don't think he should get what St. Brown got annually, $30 million.
But he's going to want close.
But he's going to want, I think he's going to want exactly that or more. I think his agent will push and say he's older, but he's just as good, if not better. I don't think he is. But that's a tentacle, because that's what his people are going to want, either that or close.
All right, so how are we feeling about these ideas that either Ayuk or Sutton or a big wide receiver is potentially on the move to the Steelers. And more so than even the pick they're going to make, if they even make a pick at 20, because of trade demands and trade questions right now, what it might cost to acquire one of these players.
I'm excited that they seem to have an urgency about the way that they're going about their business that says that it's not just lip service when they say we need to start winning. We can't be the team that doesn't win playoff games anymore. They're trying to act like their standard is higher than it has been over the recent run of play. I can't get there on an Ayuk deal right now. The only way I even start to sniff around it and think it's a good idea is if the 2025 first is what you have to give up. If you're giving up pick 20, I can't get there. I'll put my feet in the ground here, dig my heels in, and say I'm not doing that deal.
I would too on that. I agree with you. You would have someone that echoed your sentiment if that's what ultimately happens.
But honestly, the Sutton deal, which is A, going to cost less in every way. He's not the receiver that Ayuk is.
He's older.
He's got some injury
history.
He's
way less productive.
He's not as productive.
He only has one 1,000-yard season.
Ayuk
now, part
two.
Of that is who he's played with. Look at the quarterbacks that
have
gone through
there. I liked
Sutton
a lot when he was coming out in the draft. I just liked the combo of size and physicality you were getting with him. He's a guy that I think could play some of his best football in the next couple of years. If the price is right there, I like that more because I think that's the kind of move where you might get a nice hit on the player and still be able to do other stuff. The Ayuk move is, for me, A.J. Brown 2.0. If you do something like that, like, let's say you do it with next year's first as the big chip going back there as far as draft capital. That's the major piece. He better become a superstar here and be, like, the focal point of your offense. He better be a transformative, force-multiplying receiver, quite honestly, the way Brown was his first year in Philly. And Brown's gone over 1,400 yards, and I think Ayuk could be that player, but I am very clearly, by the way we've talked about this on this show, ever since it even started to form as an idea. I'm clearly behind where everybody else is on this show, and it seems nationally, by the way, with the football intelligentsia on this guy. A lot of people saying he's top 7 to 10. I'm more like 12 to 15. And the gulf between saying a guy might be like the 14th best receiver in the league and the 8th or 7th, I think is a pretty big gulf, honestly.
Donnie, do you have a preference between the two, going all in for Ayuk or doing the half measure that is Sutton? Is there one that appeals to you more than the other? Do you like both a lot? Like, what's your take on it?
I would rather give up a first round, and let's just say it's next year's first round, since that's apparently what's been floated around. I'd rather give up that than, like, a third, or maybe even a third and a fourth. I don't even know what Sutton would haul in. But basically, I would rather pay Ayuk and trade a first-round pick for him than trade a mid-round pick for Courtland Sutton.
Can I offer just a quick break-in here, Donnie, while you're continuing to go on this? What do we think Sutton would need in
draft
capital?
Okay, I texted about that. Was texting two people, and the response that I got that seems to make the most sense is the 84th pick. So you're the better of your two third-round picks straight up for him. Maybe you'd get like a 6th or 7th or something like that back. I don't even know if Denver has those picks. But the 84th pick is...
Is he going to be better?
Than Ayuk? Not even close.
No. Inclusive of what he costs, not just in pick, but
$18 million
like...
$18 million cap.
What you've got to pay Courtland Sutton. The question that I have to ask is, if it's the 84th pick for him, is he at $18 million... a better value, a better player, all of that stuff, than a wide receiver you could draft at the exact same spot? Do you think that the bang for your buck is there?
So who are the wide receivers that
Malachi
would go
Corley.
Around 84? Well,
I've seen Roman Wilson tossed out there as a guy who could fall to 84. Leggett from South Carolina is getting talked about in that general range.
So I have our guy Ryan Wilson's draft rankings in front of me.
Yep.
So wide receivers that he has...
Third or fourth round grades, what you really need here.
Yeah, like, where do you want me to start? Like, 60s or 70s?
I think 70s.
Okay.
Because you just never know, like, if there's going to be a run on one position that pushes everybody else down. 70s is safe for me.
He's got all the other guys ranked higher than that. The only wide receiver that he has between 70 and 100 is Jaquan Jackson from Tulane.
So he's got them ranked higher, like, in his just board of best players,
yeah,
right?
He's got Corley 69.
Yep. Okay. Nice for Corley. The point is, though, there are going to be quarterbacks who get picked higher than they are presumably ranked on that, which is going to drive some of those guys down. So I guess my better answer should have been you could start even lower, like at 60 or at 55, because there might be a guy who slides a little bit.
But none of those guys are going to help you as much as Sutton is going to help you this
hope.
Year. So then it gets,
you would
so
hope
it gets
at 18 million.
So it gets back to right. So I look at that like I like Sutton more than I like Johnson, and it's the same cost. But I'm not signing him as a free agent at that price. I'm giving up a pick that I
correct.
Think could turn into a starter, like
who's going to be cheaper for multiple seasons. At any position, basically.
Can I just, like, I'm going to do my best to thrash this out and say this as, like, directly and as openly as I possibly can. I'm having a really hard time with these conversations because I don't really know what the Steelers are. Like, their moves seem to be very much, and I agree with what they did in free agency in the quarterback pursuit, and then you know, even getting Queen at where they got him for. Like, I like those moves, but I struggle with, am I really in a good spot to sacrifice draft picks and long-term players for more short-term reward? Now, Ayuk is a longer one. Like, that's, you get him and it's...
You're hoping he's your best receiver for the next 3 to 4 years.
Right, but I'm going to have to pay a lot more. So, I guess I agree with Donnie in that respect, like I'll sign up for 5 years of Brandon Ayuk as one of the best receivers in the NFL if all I have to give up is next year's first, but I better be good this year, because if I have Mike Tomlin's first losing season, all of a sudden I traded Ayuk and we didn't play well, and that probably means the quarterbacks didn't do well, and now I just gave up like maybe the 13th or 14th pick in next year's draft for him.
So your verbal, it's funny that you went down this road here the last 90 seconds or so. You're verbalizing a lot of what I felt on this side of the room about this whole discussion.
And then the Sutton thing, he would make them better, but he wouldn't really move the needle much.
Well, he would be telegraphing, I think, that you intend Russell Wilson to be your guy because they have an existing connection
but
already.
But if I think the Steelers are a 9-win team right now, I don't bump them up to 10 or 11 wins with Sutton. I don't think he improves them that much.
Does he make them better in the red zone? 6-4.
Well,
contested catch
last
guy.
Year he did with Wilson, but he wasn't like a touchdown machine up until last year. If I bench Russell Wilson for Justin Fields halfway through the season, then what am I doing? I don't know. Like, it's a struggle for me. So I probably would not do Sutton for the 84th pick.
Okay.
I think I would do Ayuk for next year's first, but I would not, like, I would say that and I would be all for it, but it would not be a euphoric feeling if they actually made the trade. There would be part of me that's like, oh man, this better work. I feel good about it. I definitely don't feel great about it. There's risk. I mean, the initial excitement of getting a top-flight wide receiver and plugging him into the Steelers' offense, I won't lie, like that would
you'll get
pump
shiny,
me up.
You'll
that
get
would,
shiny object syndrome.
That would hype me up.
But I'll go back to this. You say you don't know what the Steelers are, right? And I understand that even a diminished version of Russell Wilson is worlds better than Desmond Ridder, who was a big part of the Falcons' problems last year. I keep going back to this one stat that I have brought up with you guys time and time again.
The second receiver
target share in Atlanta last year, 30. Drake London got 110. Mac Hollins got 30. And I know Arthur Smith better have gotten hired with the idea that he could change his stripes a little bit, but that makes me very nervous.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows.
Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sorry if we were a little off our game in that first segment, even though we've got big things to talk about. Zeiss puked right before this show started. And I am one of those people that if I see someone puke or smell puke, I'll want to puke.
So we had Zeiss take the trash. He did it in the trash can, and we had him take the trash bag out of the can before you walked into the room as a result. I have that same kind of quirk you do, but not to the extent I think you do. The most Zeiss thing about the entire episode is he's calmly saying off the air to me, you know, it's not, I didn't puke up food. I mean, it was just, you know, stomach acid. Ah, yes, as if that's a sign of a healthy gut. It was just bile. You know, the four humors.
I don't know if there's ever been a point in my life where I'm just casually going about my day and then, oh, wait, I have to puke bile right now.
John,
oh, man,
Madden,
everything's fine. Everything's hunky-dory. Uh-oh.
Bile coming.
Something's come over me. Here comes the liquid or fluid that is designed to, like, help me digest things and store food.
Correct.
All over the
Here
place.
Here comes something that an alien would spit at you in the movie Aliens. It was just very, very on brand for Paul to just act like it was no big deal. Just
Do you think if
bile.
The Steelers trade the 20th pick for Ayuk, it'll make you want to boot all over the place?
I won't be happy. I will think that that's the wrong move, yeah.
The one for me is if they move up to 12 with Denver to get
I don't like
the
that.
Corner.
I don't like that either.
When we got that news yesterday, that was vomit-inducing stuff for me. That was bad. Did the Zeiss noise, did the sound effect go out over the air? Was it a quiet puke?
I don't know. When you're puking up bile, can it really be quiet? I mean, you're calling that up
because it's getting forced out. Exactly.
Yeah, you're calling that up from way downtown. Mike Breen, bang! Bang!
Are you the type of person that if you puke a food up or booze up, you don't want to drink or eat it anymore?
College ruined orange juice and certain flavors of Gatorade for me for years because they were my primary mixers, and then you taste them coming back up, and it.
How about you, Donnie?
Thing.
Like, some people have that with tequila. They got drunk, they threw up tequila, and they don't want to drink tequila anymore. You have anything like that?
I'm trying to think. I mean, I'm sure college I went through, like, a bad spell of something. Like, the I know it's not actually called Mad Dog, but MD 2020, who everybody loves.
I've heard apparently kids.
Everybody loves the old Mad Dog.
They're making a comeback.
Like, the 21-year-olds nowadays, or the adjacent to 21s, are apparently discovering old MD 2020.
And they're loving it.
Freshman year of college, rough. Like, that first college get-together.
Did you puke in Nashville this weekend?
I did, but it also,
I knew it.
Well,
I love how matter
it after watching those videos.
Well, hold on.
He was going down.
I knew
it
was after
not going to have a happy ending.
I knew it after texting Donnie at like 2 o'clock Nashville time over on, and I said, how many beers have you had? He goes, take the over on 11 and a half. I knew
already.
I knew he was in bad shape.
But sometimes I will actually do it. Like whether it's a trip like that or whatever, like, if I just know, like, I don't feel well, and I think to myself, like, if I throw up, I think I'll feel better.
The classic puking rally.
Yes.
We've all been there.
Yeah, like, the psychological, even if I don't, just psychologically, I'm going to feel better.
Speaking of, like, MD 2020, have you guys ever seen what, for my money, is the jankiest-looking, like, alcoholic beverage you can buy anywhere? I think you can buy it at convenience stores because it's low enough ABV. It's called Johnny Bootlegger. And it's like these little bottles of like flavored, pre-mixed sort of stuff. Just the label itself makes me think.
Are they flavors like blue raspberry and sour apple and stuff like that?
Yes.
I've seen those. I'm always
somebody
tempted.
Brought those onto the golf course once. I was at like a little bachelor party golf course thing, and somebody brought out the Johnny Bootlegger, and I wanted to take every bottle
I'm
and just eat it into a water hazard.
I'm tempted whenever I'm at Getco to get one of the boozy
slushies. But then, like, you can't touch it till you get home.
I know, and I just don't know how it's going to taste or what's going to happen, how much of it is going to melt, and what it's going to look like after a 25-minute car ride.
I agree. The thought crosses. How is that even a thing? Like, it's wild to me that that's a thing.
You know what? It's so ass backwards. You can't get hard liquor. I can't buy a bottle of Jack Daniels at a gas station, but I can get a boozy slushy.
That's what I'm saying, man.
What are we doing here in this Quaker state? Here's Troy on the fan. Hello, Troy.
What's up, guys?
Troy, you ever have one of those alcoholic slushies before?
Yeah, I've had one of them before. They're okay. They're a little too strong for me sometimes. But my big pet peeve is finding a hair in my food. If it's not my hair, I'm done eating whatever I'm eating instantly. I don't care if I'm still hungry.
I don't think that's like an irrational thing. I think also if you're at a restaurant, you send that back and get a new plate, Troy.
Yeah, restaurant, I'm sending it back for sure. But at the house, I'm just done. I'm just finding something else. But on this IU thing, guys, I don't get it. I just don't see what everybody else sees. I look at the market and I see, okay, Stephon Diggs for a second round, okay, Keenan Allen for a third round, and then I look at Brandon Ayuk and I say, is he that much better than Stephon Diggs and Keenan Allen? And then I look at it and say,
significantly younger.
Yeah, younger. I'm worried about production, and Keenan Allen probably could give us the same production as Brandon Ayuk got us for a third round, but I look at it like this too.
I mean, he'll catch a million footballs, but he's not making huge plays like the one Ayuk made when he caught the ball off the dude's helmet in the NFC Championship game.
Fair enough, but now I have to look at it in the grand scheme of who he's playing for. Now, Ayuk and Cortland Sutton, in our offense, in the types of plays and offense that we're going to be running, is he going to be that much more beneficial to us than Cortland Sutton for a first-round pick?
Troy, I think that's a very good point, that last one. We know Russell Wilson likes to chuck it deep, and we know Sutton's a 50-50 guy, and so is Pickens. Here's the other part about the Ayuk deal I don't love. Right now, you are paying both in terms of the draft capital they want and what Ayuk wants in a contract for a guy coming off clearly his best season. So you're paying the I'm on the rise premium.
My concern with Sutton is how close is he to becoming the next Allen Robinson? He's almost 30. He's really the same type of player. Go up and make a catch. And I just don't know if I want to commit. I know I don't want to commit $36 million and a pretty good pick, not a great pick, to a guy like that. You know, we've gone over their draft record with wide receivers. It's not as good as the national media makes it out to be. Mm-hmm. But I'll take my chances on, like, the white OBJ from Florida or Corley, Deebo Samuel Jr., rather than trade. And I get it. It's not going to probably pay immediate dividends like Sutton would. But I'm willing. I hate to be the guy that takes the more, like, conservative, long-range approach with the Steelers. But with Sutton, He does not appeal to me in the way where I think I plug him into my offense and now we're better than the Bengals
next
year.
But even with Ayuk, you were lukewarm. You said I'd be excited that they got a shiny object player, but even if it was for next year first and not this year, you wouldn't be over the moon about it. Like that's what surprised me about today, because maybe I just misread you. I know you were hearing things about this being possible. You seem to be getting gassed up and geeked up about it. And now to hear you be much closer to what my opinion on it is, that no way would I do the deal for this year's first, and I'd be mixed feelings about it if it's next year's first in a big contract. Just surprised.
One day out. It's time for Donnie Football's mock draft of the day. Brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding, your hometown roofing expert. We'll get to Donnie's mock, but I just had this tweeted to me from a listener. Brandon Ayuk on his Instagram doing some celebratory dance right now. We're hyper-analyzing and hyper-focused on wide receivers and wide receiver deals because of what just happened with Amon-Ra St. Brown and the Steelers creating $7 million in cap space and the sentiment in San Francisco being that they will not re-sign or extend Ayuk. They will trade him. And he is doing some kind of dance on Instagram. Now, maybe he's dancing because he saw the Amon-Ra St. Brown money and thinks that's going to be me.
Boom, that just set my market up even higher.
I could see that.
I think that's the most likely one right now. That's celebrate good times, cool in the gang.
But, like, if we found out Crowley got a big contract, would we do that? Would we dance around like, oh, this is great. If Crowley's getting paid, we're next.
Yeah, I've never done that in my career. Probably won't be starting anytime
soon. Like, if Donnie found out that Harry Callis just got bumped up to, like, 100K. To produce the morning show, would you be dancing around in there?
I'd probably laugh in disbelief.
If Donnie found that out, wouldn't it be grounds for him? Wouldn't he be within his rights to walk into Craig's office and say, I get that plus 15 more, or like, I'm out of here. Peace out.
We find out Callis is a master negotiator.
Oh, you think that's your best and final?
He's got pictures of
looks
Craig.
Looks like a real piece of garbage to me. Hello, let's come up 20 grand.
You know what's so funny? It's an open, it's right out there in the open, open book, that whenever they don't know where Callis is, they just assume he's in the bathroom. Crowley said that again today.
He seems okay with that.
Right.
That's just, yeah, I'm the guy
that
poops
a lot. He's a single guy. Would he want that out there?
I'm the guy that takes a lot of dumps.
And it takes a long time?
Does it take a long time, or does he just, like, read in the bathroom?
Cursed on the air, and it got out over the air because nature called for him?
I think nature calls, you must answer. He's like the type of character that doesn't seem to mind that with...
Well, he's the antithesis of our boss, Craig, who still hasn't farted in front of his wife after all these years.
That's still wild to me.
That is... I mean,
I think that's actually worse.
I agree, actually. Alex has farted in front of me today.
They've been married for what, like a decade?
Yes.
Hours ago it happened.
Yes. Within my waking hours today, my wife has broken wind in front of me, and there's no shame in saying that. And if she's mad at me for saying that, oh well, but everybody farts.
Like, Callis takes it to the extreme where he's almost like Lyndon Johnson, and he's...
He's conducting meetings practically on the crapper.
Yeah, well, people are right next to him.
With the door open.
Write this down for me.
All right, Donnie, let's get to your mock.
Matt Miller from ESPN, basically the guy that replaced our guy Todd McShay.
And he's the Mel Kiper in waiting.
Yeah, he's... Do we know when Kiper's done? He didn't come out and say that, did he?
No, you're going to see Mel Kiper going to ride off into the sunset, going to have pumpkin pie, have whipped cream.
He's still got the 5 landlines and no cell phone gimmick going.
He'll never be heard from again once he's done, I think.
I think he'll never... Sad. I think it's... Okay, God, do I want to say this right now? Do I want to do this? Because it popped into my head.
You're going to say he'll be done when he's dead. Is that what you're going to say?
So, you see Howie Schwab died?
Yeah, Stump the Schwab. Awesome.
R.I.P.
I love that show.
Like, being the statistician and being the guy for ESPN that was their go-to with the numbers and stuff,
yes.
That was his life.
Okay.
And then he was laid off, and like a part of him was over and done with. It defined him, being that person within ESPN. I can't fathom Mel Kiper Jr. existing without doing copious draft prep at all times.
Are you saying
that is his personality? That is who he is.
Are you saying that the Schwab being laid off helped contribute to his passing? Because that was like over a decade ago. There's no correlation there for me. It's not like Bear Bryant hanging him up where... by the way, very funny that people say, oh, not being Alabama's football coach anymore, Bear Bryant, that's why he died. No, he died because his arteries were 90% butter.
Because of the southern cooking?
Yeah, he would eat... Dude, did you ever read the story of, like, the breakfast he ate every day?
Indulge me.
It was, like, 2 ham steaks.
Okay, go on. Sounds good so far.
Like,
great start.
Multiple pieces of buttered toast, I think. Multiple eggs. The guy was Elvis Presley in a houndstooth hat.
That doesn't sound like it's that bad.
Do you know how much cholesterol's in all that? You eat it every morning, basically?
That sounds like Ted Bundy's.
I think he was drowning some grits in butter, too.
I don't get cholesterol.
They didn't have Lipitor back then.
So if I have 4 eggs for breakfast every day, is that healthy or unhealthy?
Depends. Are you eating a lot of fiber otherwise, and are you eating a lot of other cholesterol-rich foods?
I don't know. Maybe.
You eating a lot of red meat with those eggs, too?
Bottom line, are you putting eggs in a healthy bucket or unhealthy bucket? What are you putting them in?
I think they're in the healthy bucket, but like many things that are healthy for you, in moderation.
What are we talking about?
Donnie's mock of the day. He's going eggs, number one overall.
I do like eggs. Matt Miller from ESPN, per usual, the 3 big quarterbacks going 1, 2, 3. Now some speculation, though, that... Are the Patriots going to take McCarthy? Are they going to trade back, then trade back up and take McCarthy? He has them taking Drake May at number 3, not messing around. Harrison Jr. at 4. Now we see the trade. Vikings come up and get McCarthy. Sound like one of you guys were going to say something.
No. Well, yeah, I just saw an ESPN. This is like, to me, ESPN, now that they have ESPN Bet, trying to create their own extra content. I think Schefter put it out there on Instagram. The odds have come way down now to like 6-1, where basically people are implying that the Chargers are going to pick McCarthy at 5.
Yeah, I think it's that might be they pick him, and then they trade him once they already pick him. So technically they would make the pick.
The old Ernie
Accorsi
method.
But then they trade him to another team, yeah.
The way I read it, without even having that thought entered my brain was they trade him, they pick him, and because Harbaugh loves him so much, they trade Herbert.
What
and
could
I just
they
thought,
get for Herbert?
I mean, if you really believe that much in J.J. McCarthy, you shouldn't. I think he's going to be less than just a guy.
If he does believe that much in McCarthy, then he should trade Herbert.
Trade Herbert? What are you getting, 3 firsts?
You're getting at least what the Browns got for Deshaun Watson.
Aren't
probably
you getting
more
because the contract's already in there?
I would think so.
And it's not a fully guaranteed deal.
All right, Donnie, fast
Keep
forward
going,
to 20.
Sorry.
So we get down to 20. And it's a name that we talked about a lot yesterday. They would not need to trade up for this guy. He has Quinyon Mitchell falling all the way to 20.
Now, how do we feel about him just being there at 20 and they take him because they like him that much, Pony? You don't have to give anything up. He's just there. You're not taking a tackle. You're not taking a center.
I'm still not in love with the idea that it's a guy from Toledo, and I get the great story and his commitment to them and loyalty and everything else. He's been comped to Steven Nelson. And in the MAC, they never threw at him because he was so good last year. And then he went out there and had a great week of practice. It's practice, Allen Iverson. Like, awesome. He
well,
was
we were
really
all hot to trot about JPJ because he had a great week of practice.
Yeah, but he also played in the Big Ten.
No, I'm talking about Powers Johnson this year.
Yeah, but I guess I
should have specified.
He played, the Pac-12 was really good this year. Now, it wasn't like the defenses were out of this world, but you get it. Like, he wasn't tested in the MAC. And, okay, great. He went up against second-round wide receivers and shut them down for 3 or 4 days. That doesn't make a top 10 or top 20 pick, in my opinion.
Joey
no,
Porter,
I love it.
If either of you can name for me the NFL.com Joey Porter Jr. comp just to take that pull at that Steven Nelson comp thread, I will be impressed.
Mel Blunt?
Amani Owuru.
Oh, I remember being a name I couldn't even say.
Oru. I'm looking at the phonetic pronunciation. I can barely get through it. Oru Warrior.
Now, do you want to hear some of the names picked right after to see who?
Yes.
Make it very quick.
Graham Barton, 21. Guyton, 22. I know there's not a big connection there, but another tackle. Mims, 24 to the Cowboys.
With all those guys out
DeGene,
there, I would not
25
like it.
To the
I wouldn't
Packers.
Like it. With all those guys out there, as much as I think corner is a high-value position and I think Mitchell will be good, I wouldn't like it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.